"You have a grand gift of silence, Watson," said he. "It makes you quite invaluable as a companion. Upon my word, it's a great thing for me to have someone to talk to, for my own thoughts are not over pleasant, and I was wondering what I should say to this dear little woman tonight when she meets me at the door."
"You forget that I know nothing about it."
"I shall just have time to tell you the facts of the case before we get to Lee. It seems absurdly simple, and yet somehow I can get nothing to go upon. There's plenty of thread, no doubt, but I can't get the end of it into my hand. Now I'll state the case clearly and concisely to you, Watson, and maybe you can see a spark where all is dark to me."
"Proceed, then."
"Some years ago, to be definite, in May 1884, there came to Lee a gentleman, Neville St. Clair by the name, who appeared to have plenty of money. He took a large villa, laid out the grounds very nicely, and lived generally in good style. By degrees he made friends in the neighbourhood, and in 1887 he married the daughter of a local brewer, by whom he now has two children. He had no occupation, but was interested in several companies, and went into town as a rule in the morning, returning by the 5:14 from Cannon Street every night. Mr. St. Clair is now 37 years of age, is a man of temperate habits, a good husband, a very affectionate father, and a man who is popular with all who know him. I may add that his whole debts at the present moment, as far as we've been able to ascertain, amount to £88 10 shillings, while he has £220 standing to his credit in the Capital and Counties Bank. There is no reason, therefore, to think that money troubles have been weighing upon his mind.